We're just going to be starting very shortly. And so, once again, we just want to ask you to just adjust, if you are new here, to adjust to a different way of worship. Different, and yet worship is still its essence. Can it still be meaningful? Very much depends upon our heart. And if we were to really want to offer worship to the Lord, that would be as meaningful as it can get. And that's what we want to try to do this morning, to find that special relationship, the connection with the Lord that will make worship always meaningful at all times. Okay? So let's just spend a few moments in silent prayer, meditation, before we commence our worship. This Sunday, we celebrate the eve of our church's 40 plus 7th anniversary. And so if you are coming in and if you are greeted with books, this is a gift. Thank God for those who have willingly and lovingly supported this ministry of printing of books. And then there's another gift which would come if you feel really stressed up, you feel want to be a bit more relaxed, this might be useful. So bring something light, not too heavy, read it, and just enjoy this diffuser and the aroma that it can give. I think that would be another gift. And thank God for those who have wanted to be part of the celebration of the anniversary and just thankful that they can do their part in serving the Lord. And that is a wonderful way of blessing the Lord's name, another way of just offering praise to God. And that's what we want to do, to take time to think about how we can express our joy, our faith, our love, our commitment to be the Lord's people. And this is something that we don't want to take for granted. We want to just enjoy and constantly practice to make it a part of our life in every sense of the word. That would really be wonderful. Well, this morning, as we pursue this theme called blessed, we want to ask ourselves, how can we really bless the Lord further? How can we make this a part of our life? And I want to share some of these thoughts with you further. Well, let's begin in prayer together. Our Father, we just want to thank you for the fact that you are with us. And you have blessed, and your blessings are very real and obvious. And we can just rejoice in this reality. Once again, we pray that you will teach us how we can bless your name. Teach us how we can make praising your name a very real and definite part of our life. We pray for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, we're going to take up two psalms together. Now, this first psalm that we're going to take up together is called a Song of Ascents. The Songs of Ascents is actually supposedly made up of 15 psalms that are closely related. And they were sung very much by pilgrims who were going all the way to Jerusalem. Unfortunately, it stopped at 134. When 135 is so closely related. But this is how it has been. When the Psalms were written, they were not arranged like that. They were put together by people who were collectors, editors, and then they put them together. So 135 was not included in the Songs of Ascents. But if you study the text very carefully, you'll understand how, though not classified, we still will see a close relationship. Right? Well, let's take a look. This by way of 134, 135. The practice of blessing the Lord is actually very real. Right? Take, for example, we talk about bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. And so 134th Psalm is a good way of concluding a series of psalms on the way to Jerusalem, on the way to the temple for worship. So when you enter into the house of the Lord, what should be in your heart? And the psalmist suggests that we should behold, bless the Lord. Well, that is the whole challenge of it all. How do we make this a real part of our life? Well, on the personal part of it, we begin to realize if we take time to recall, if we take time to reflect, we will be able to respond in a similar way. Think about it. See, so the challenge is to practice, let me recall. And as I recall, let me reflect on what I recall. Watch the response. If we have first two right, the third one will also come forth naturally. But if we don't recall and we don't reflect, we're going to draw a blank. Try it. And I really want to encourage you, practice it. And that would be interesting. Right? So practice the idea of recall, reflection, and then responding with blessing the Lord. This is how the Songs of Ascents were written. Basically, to recall, to reflect, and then finally, 134, respond. Bless the Lord. If you can practice this, it will become a very real part of your life. I think that's important. Now, 103, 104 are related because we see how one will extend to the other. 134, 135, similar. You have the idea of an extension. How? See, we may begin with some thought, who God really is. Then from thinking about who God is, natural to see what God has done. Right? What He is, who He is, what He has done. And then as you think about it, you know, you end up with the conclusion, this is what God continues to do. This is what God continues to be. And there is cause for rejoicing. It's not a one-off thing. I think that is something that we want to think about, right? So The same similar idea. Let me ponder who God is. Let me think about what he has done. And thinking further, you begin to realize that has been the case all the way through. Right? That's how, as we celebrate our 47th anniversary, we see who the Lord is, who he is, what he has done, and we believe as we enter into a 40+8 year of ministry, God continues to be the same. He will continue to lead and to bless. I think that's something that we don't want to take for granted, right? So 135, you know, you can call it differently. You can call it an extension. You can call it, this is the next level. And this is the next level because you will see how 134 calls upon the servants of God to bless him and then extends to everybody else, encouraging people to bless the Lord. And this is something that we want to take a look at. Okay? So we're going to now do a comparison. Okay? I don't know whether you can do that in your handphone. Maybe you can flip up and down, but try. It's easier to just open a Bible, then you can see side by side. But whatever the case may be, and I see a leader playing with a little thing here and two thumbs. My all thumbs. It's very hard to go in. So let's see, go. Wonder how come her fingers are so small and delicate, can look at all those little things and not do a lot of typos. If I were to do that, half the time we'd be doing correcting work. But there we go. God has given us different thumbs, different gifts, so don't worry about it. But this is what I like to do. I like to compare things. 134, 35. Let's take a look at this idea first, okay? Now, you watch this very, very carefully. Here we go. The challenge is the call to bless the Lord. 134, 1. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. Right? Now, that's it. Now, it's an interesting thing to say. Have you ever said to a pastor, have you ever said to a servant of God, bless the Lord? You should try it. None of us will be offended. Seriously. So after serving the Lord for all these years, and you say, listen, you servants of the Lord, bless his name. We should. Right? You don't know whether I'm smiling or not, because this mask protects me so you cannot see. But there are some people whose faces are improved when the mask is on. Because there is no joy, there is no smile. So you put on the thing here, no difference. But our challenge must be, let's bless the Lord as we should. Let it be reflected upon our faces. That is the challenge, to bless the Lord. Right? No point saying bless the Lord with a long face. No point talking about praising his name when a face is just not able to reflect that joy. That's the term. So the idea of the term servants of the Lord is actually a common term. It's, you know, you can use it for all kinds of people, and this is important. However, the term servant of the Lord finds its meaning only in real experience. Right? Because I think we all know, we've been to restaurants often enough to realize that many of the servants who are serving there, waiters and all that, they have made it an art not to see you. Right? You can try and wave. And they seem to be looking in your direction. And no registration of recognition, they saw your hand in any way. And, you know, the challenge to be servants is that you're there to serve. You're there to help. You're there to assist. You're there to offer praise. That is what a servant of the Lord should be. I think that makes all the difference. What is the difference between one restaurant and another? Service. Why would you want to go back? Not so good food, good service, you still come back. Good food, horrible service, you think twice. Do I want to go back there? Same thing with servant of the Lord. That's one thing we want to look at very, very, very much. So the challenge of it all is to really bless the Lord, serving the Lord, able to do that meaningfully. Now, this is important for us. And those of us who serve the Lord, 47 years later, for me at least, if you say, call me to bless the Lord, I will be the first to say yes. That is how it must be. And this is something we want to look at very, very carefully. In the Old Testament text, whenever you take the term servants of the Lord, it actually is a very specific term. Right? It's not a term that is used all over the place in the Old Testament anyway. Right? In 1 Chronicles 15 and 16, for example, those who were involved in temple service, the temple service, they were there, and one of the duties is to really bless the Lord, which will give you that idea that temple worship was one that was meant to be full of joy, meaning, not dreary. I think that's something we want to learn how to do. How can we bless the Lord? I think this is something that we want to consider very carefully. In the day, as they begin the first worship service, they are to bless the Lord. In the evening, when they have their last evening service, they are there to bless the Lord. And the way they bless the Lord is very, very exuberant. That's why you have this lifting of the hands thing. Right? The idea of it all, I mean, it's the same thing when you see, either you go to a soccer match or you see on TV, the people who score goals, they are just raising their hands like crazy. If you are the losing team, no need to put your hand up. People will think you're crazy. Yay, we lost. Nobody does that. But when people are on the winning side and they keep quiet, it's either not a fan, you don't understand what it's all about, and you were dragged there. But if you really understand it, that's how it works. You know, it's something that you want to consider very much. So the idea of the lifting of the hands was one of praise and one of prayer. So when Moses prayed, he lifted up his hands against the Amalekites. Well, that is... When Solomon dedicated the temple, on his knees, but his hands, his eyes were raised up to praise God. So this was the whole idea of it all. It's not a quiet thing. The blessing of the Lord is actually quite an exuberance of strength and everything else displayed, right? So the challenge of it all is to do this. Now, this is the bless the Lord part of it. Now, let's compare 135. Watch this very carefully. Okay, watch the phrase. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. 134 and verse 1. Okay, let's look at 135. And you see, praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, you servants of the Lord. Same. The idea of bless and praise is very, very similar. So we are both said servants of the Lord, servants of the Lord. Bless Him, praise Him. It's a similar idea, 134, 135. Then you see servants of the Lord mentioned, 134, all you servants of the Lord, 135, all you servants of the Lord. That's how you see the connection. Can you see how it works? So the challenge of it all is to not just simply stop. So we come to Jerusalem, we've come to the end of the series of Songs of Ascent, now we stop. We don't. We just go on to the next level. Let's carry on. See, so 134, 135 is really put together nicely so that we can look at these things here. Now, look at 134 verse 2, right? And we read, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. 135, 2, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. See, So you have a similarity again, right? So similarity, praise or bless. Similarity, servants of the Lord. Similarity, house of the Lord, house of the Lord. Once you see such similarities together, then you realize that they are related, they are connected. The points are very, very obvious, and so you see this, right? And as we take a look at why we want to offer praise, we want to offer thanksgiving, and the word praise is repeated again and again. Look at 135, verse 1 to 3. Verse 1, praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, you servants of the Lord. Then verse 2, talking about those who stand in the house of the Lord. Verse 3, praise the Lord. Sing praises to His name. And so and so forth. Right? So the challenge is to praise the Lord. Now, this is something that we really want to encourage all servants of God at Bethany to practice. There should be a greater sense of joy in serving the Lord. There is no reason why there should not be the joy. Right? If we serve the Lord and with sadness of heart or with heavy-heartedness, how are we going to serve the Lord? I mean, this is something that we really don't want to do. So this is something that I learned this lesson many years ago. And this was not a church member, but I was asked to go administer to this man. And this person was in Mount E at that point of time. And then as I was going to his room, there was a sign that says, no visitors. Oh, but I was asked to go. Second line of that notice, especially pastors. That really hit hard. And it was painful to see this. No visitors, I can understand. That one, not uncommon. But I don't think in hospitals they have no pastors included. But at Mount E, you can put that kind of stuff there. At GH, Tan Tok Seng, probably not. But over here, anyway, I went in. I said, your sign says, no pastors. But how come you asked me to come and see you? And so he said, no, not you. But I'm a pastor. Yeah, but it's not you. This is for certain type of pastors. Say, why? You see, I'm already depressed. Every time they come in, I'm more depressed. How come? I see their faces, my heart sinks already. Why? They look at me, they all prepare me for death. I'm not ready to die. They all want to hear my last confession. I am not ready to go yet. I just want to get out of here, become better. So I said, what about me? He said, no, you bring joy. So I said, you like my batik shirt? He said, yeah, that makes me happy. Listen, whatever it takes, the challenge is to make sure that we learn to find the joy and not people see your face, they got a switch off mechanism. Don't let that happen. So the challenge to praise the Lord, to bless the Lord is very, very much in keeping. How do we want to go? Okay, now this is absolutely important. Even at the mask, you can see whether the person is smiling or not. You know how? You see the eyes. You can tell. So if the eyes are, you can tell. No, you can't run from it. But once you really want to praise the Lord and you bless the Lord, it will show all over your face. And that is something that you want to do. So the challenge is, how do we understand this? What's your reason? Now, people ask me, well, how do you see serving the Lord after all these years? What do you want me to say? I'm tired? I'm not. I've had enough? Why? I mean, a lot of people think that after serving for many years, that's what you want to do, just in a retirement parties. this older man was going to retire. He had reached the grand old age of 65, and he was, you know, going to retire. So he expected something nice. So at the end of it all, they put it into a nice box. It was a big box, and he was so happy. So he said, "Can I open it?" He said, "Of course, open it, go ahead." He says, "We hope you like it, because it is something that you look at all the time. Every day in the office, this was your favorite object. So we decided to give this to you." What was it? He opened the box, and he was not offended. It was the office clock. That was it. So the boss said, "You always look at the office clock. So we thought that you liked it so much. On your retirement, we took down the office clock and then wrap it up nicely, polish it up a little bit, and give it to you." See, that is sad when we serve the Lord watching the clock. That's not how it works. So the challenge for us to serve the Lord in every sense of the word must be such that we find special joy and meaning in what we want to do. What are some reasons? And let's take a look at some of the reasons detailed in 135. 135, 34 concludes the songs of ascents. That's fine. Because all the reasons are from 120 to 134, that it stops there. But 134 is looking backwards. 135 goes further. It looks inwards. And we see some reasons why. Let's take a look. Let's take a look, okay? And why? 135 and verse 3. Praise the Lord. Why? For the Lord is good. That's how you know. What? If you are looking for what to eat, you are bored to death, you want to know what to eat, you go to the hawker center, how do you decide? You look at the queue. If the queue is long, perhaps that may be good. That's how people know. Well, that's how people work. Now, this is where the Lord is good. We ask ourselves, why do I want to praise the Lord? My reason, the Lord is good. And this is something that we want to really, really thank God for. Let's do that. So as a result, sing praises to His name. It is pleasant. Right? Now, the story is told of the Moon family. Charlotte Moon, she's known as Charlotte. They call it Lottie Moon. The Moon, you think that it's Korean, actually it's not. It is actually an American name, and this family was a very, very wealthy family. And this family, how wealthy was this family? They owned 3,000 acres of land. Before the Confederate Union War, 1861, 1865, they actually had 800 slaves working for them. That's where they were. Now, interesting, one of the cousins of the Moon family, Lottie's family, was a man whose name is called Pleasant. So his name was Pleasant Moon. So every time Lottie sees him, he would say, how pleasant to see you. That's how she used to kid around with this cousin of hers, and that was Lottie Moon. So the idea here is when we talk about why do we praise the Lord, and this is important, the Lord is good. And you think about this thing, sing praises to His name, for it is pleasant. Singing of praises must not be a chore. It is pleasant. It's really, really, really good to see this. So sometimes, just recently, the youth choir, they present an item, goes, I'm singing. So this time, instead of looking at it by myself, which I do, So I brought two grandchildren along and said, okay, let's see this thing. What do you think? Right? And so they say, wow, it is amazing. It's amazing. Now, for some reason, that inspired them to do their own little, they taped their own thing, and they had their own funny thing. So they have a little plot about a person in a land far away called Fuzzball. And so they created their own story. I wonder, how come they did that? Now, I'm not saying the youth choir inspired her to do nonsense. It is just that the inspiration was so real that they were laughing, they had a wonderful time, and the little one told me, you know, we spent over an hour and a half fixing all these things together. So they had the words put in, they had the music put in, there is even a little story plot inside. Not yet. And they call it, this is called a trailer. So I'm waiting to see what else will come out of it. How did that happen? I'm singing. So it was good. It is pleasant. Well, this is something that we want to look at. And, you know, you just want to appreciate it. Singing must be such that it is pleasant. And next Sunday, as we celebrate our 40 plus 7, we're going to see an amazing choir singing. And made up of all over the place. It's a lot of people. And the pictures get smaller and smaller because you can't see all the faces. But the effort put in is pleasant rather than unhappy. And this is something that we want to learn. How can we praise the Lord's name? This is how it works. Okay? It is a pleasant experience. Now, we go on further. Why go on further? This is important. Verse 4. The Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his special treasure. Now, this is how it always works. We start off being Jacob, which represents the idea of sinfulness. Then, to be chosen, there is salvation. And then from salvation to being a treasure. We are actually seeing these three movements. From being really painfully sinful, that was Jacob's early life, to be a person who is now a special treasure in God's sight. That is quite a development. And that is how you look at it. Now, as we look at our life, we can see the same story. We begin with nothing. And then we see how the Lord has blessed and how He continues to lead us. This is how and why we want to praise the Lord. Looking backwards, when we, 47 years ago, where were we? In a small little house. And then suddenly, we see it developing into where we are today. Now, the word suddenly may be used, but the suddenly has taken 47 years to be where we are. Right? From Jacob to chosen to treasure. Now, that is absolutely wonderful. Right? So, we see the Lord's declaration, but we see the Lord's demonstration of His grace, of His mercy, and of His love. All these things must come to us, and then we ask ourselves, how can we respond to such a God? And the word must be to bless, to praise all the time. Who best to start the ball rolling than servants of God? I think this is important, right? So thank God for such things that we can experience. Because when we see all these blessings, we see His power at work, we see His mercy at work, we see the grace of God given, we see the wisdom of God at play all the time. How can we not praise the Lord? Now, that is the point of it all. Okay. Now, how do you apply all these things here? There are many, many things we can praise the Lord for. This is not the only few reasons. Take, for example, verse 5. The Lord is great. right? And then we talk about the history of it all. Now, this is an interesting thing to see, the history of it all, and then that is wonderful to take note of. And I was reading a little library book that my little younger grandchild borrowed from a school library, and it was one of the written for children. It's classified under New York Times bestseller, and it was written for children. It's not very long. It's for children, and it talked about how this was 1945 Normandy, talking about how there were people who survived, and this was the French Jews. And I was amazed. You are reading this book? And so, you know, when they went to sleep, I better read what they are reading. So I read the book, and I was, really, really greatly amazed, because this book traced how the Jews were actually preserved. How did it happen? And it was told about how this family, they were part of the resistance, the French resistance. And there were many challenges, many problems, and yet they kept on going. So that at the end of it all, truly the book was well entitled, I Survived. And it was told about how this little boy was there and how he went to help the resistance because he knew paths to take that others don't. So he showed them where the Nazis' powers were keeping their bombs and so on and so forth. So he didn't know what all it was about. So they asked him, and he helped. And this was written about this little boy's memoir. Now he was a grandfather telling his grandchildren how he survived the years under German Nazi occupation in France. You know, as we look back history is not dull. It bears demonstration of the Lord's goodness. And this is what 135 is all about, is history. How history in Egypt, right? History going into the land of Canaan. How many mighty kings were slain, and Israel was protected and blessed. And the land was given as a heritage to Israel, his people, in verse 12. So as we look at all these reasons, we have the same challenge to look back at our own history and to see the Lord's hand that is there, obviously. And our conclusion, verse 13, the Lord's name will endure forever. God's fame throughout all generations. And this same God will have compassion on his servants. Now, as we look at all these years, 40 plus 7 years, it's a long time, actually. How do we respond? Well, that is where the psalmist at 135 encourages. How do we respond? Let's take a look. Right? So this is now an extension. Not only from those who stand in the house of the Lord, who will bless the Lord's name. Take a look. Verse 19, 20, 21. The word blessed is there. Right? 134, servants of the Lord who stand in the house of the Lord. Category number one. Now we extend it to verse 19. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. So it's not just, one small group of people. It is encouraging, exhorting everybody. Now, one of the challenges, one of the problems we're going to see in this pandemic when we're not able to keep in touch, especially the older ones, right? We got to reach out to them. Because if you ask them to use their handphone to switch on, they won't know how to do it. Seriously, I will tell you how I will have difficulty if the handphone is the only thing that I have to fall back on. So I identify with the bilingual brethren. It would be nice if something else is done. encourage the whole household of Israel, everyone, to bless the Lord. It is our challenge. Take it to the next level. Reach out. Call. This is what we want to do. So every gift is given to every household, every member of a church. One household will have one of these things. To tell you, to encourage all to bless the Lord. Because we see His goodness, we see His power, we see His compassion, we see His mercy, you name it. This is how we want to practice this. Bless the Lord. Of course, the house of Aaron, the house of Levi, of course, these are the servants of God. And if the servants of God cannot bless the Lord, why are they called servants of God? No, they should be there. They should be the first ones to actually be to lead the charge, as it were. What else? Let's take a look. We see this. Those who fear the Lord, anyone, now it extends to anyone and everyone. Everyone who fears the Lord, bless him. Can you see this? So the extension is actually very, very, very far-reaching. And then in verse 21, blessed be the Lord out of Zion, all who dwell in Jerusalem, praise the Lord. That's what we want to see. That's what we want to encourage all the way through as we take a look at coming to the penultimate week before we celebrate our 40 plus 7 years of ministry as a church. So whether they are Aaronic priests to praise the Lord, or they are humble Levites who only assist the priests and they can never get promoted, they will always be Levite. That's it. Can we still praise the Lord? Absolutely. It does not matter what position we play. But it's very, very important for us to understand and appreciate this. And this is absolutely important. All those who fear the Lord. And today, if we look back and ask ourselves, do I fear the Lord? And what does it mean to fear the Lord? Well, the fear of the Lord is always associated with those who know the Lord. To know Him is to fear Him. To all those who loved Him, to know the Lord is to love Him. To know the Lord, to love Him, is to fear the Lord. And this is important. So the challenge is to all who fear the Lord. This is a challenge to all who practice the fear of the Lord in their lives. We cannot but praise Him. See, we practice the fear of the Lord because this is our faith. This is our faith in the Lord. We will practice this in our life daily. We will practice this diligently. We will practice 47 years later with the same amount of joy, only stronger, deeper, far more refined than we go. And if we can do this, then we will have understood what it means to be truly blessed by the Lord. And it is a wonderful thing to take note of. Right? Well, today we're going to conclude just a few minutes earlier so that those of you who have to go back, we're going to start 11:15. You don't get involved in an accident. Drive home. You still have enough time. So if you are late for a while, don't worry too much about it. But let's get down together and appreciate the challenge of it all to practice the idea of blessing the Lord's name. Compare 134 to 135 on your own. See the connection. See the relatedness. See how they will help us to understand and appreciate this. And if this can be done, then we will be able to truly honor the Lord's name and praise Him as He deserves to be praised. Now, I just want to tell you about people who have been doing that. One person wrote to me and said, Pastor, I didn't expect that I would get a bonus, but here I gotten a bonus. You know what I want to do? I want to give this to the Lord's work. And here is a gift of 10,000. See, that's how we praise the Lord. So this morning, when I came to worship, my heart was just lifted up. already. But then came another love gift that came in just this morning. And it came with the word, thank God for his protection and countless blessings. A love gift for his work. It's a gift of 50,000. You see, this is how the heart cannot but bless the Lord. We know of charitable organizations that are suffering. We know of people who are not having enough, and they talk about funds drying out and all kinds of difficulties. You know, but we have this wonderful. And this is something that is something that we just cannot but praise God for. And I want to thank you for all the love, the prayer, the support that you have been giving all these last 2 months especially. It has just been deeply, deeply moving to see how this idea of praising the Lord begins to express itself in practical ways, whether it is a gift of books or the diffuser, or whether it is in cash, or whether it is in digital, or whether it's in check form, whatever. I want to say that this serving of the Lord this year, despite all the challenges, continues to be an exhilarating year of absolute exuberance and joy in serving the Lord. Let's give thanks together. Our Father, we want to bless your name. We want to praise you for the God that you are, for the blessing of salvation, for the way you have been involved in every part of our faith and our life and our church. And Father, thank you for the wonderful, wonderful God that you have proven yourself over and over again to be. We pray that you will teach us how to just truly be just about bursting with joy as we think about this. We pray for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, enjoy the postlude and may the Lord bless.
Princes bow to him in praise. And I'm singing to the God who wrote the book on our salvation, to the one who covers me in grace. I'm singing. To the one who covers me in grace. praise. To the one who covers me in grace, I'm singing. I'm singing.
I'm singing.
I'm singing.
I'm singing.